This is North Shore Today for Thursday, September 14, 2017. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, school leaders are blaming bus scheduling woes this week on a confluence of problems that saw kids missing buses, buses missing kids, and parents missing their sanity, writes Dustin Luca. As most Salem schools resumed from summer break late last week, the district's new transportation scheduling software was trying to map out several waves of late changes to bus routes, and those modified routes didn't always work, according to Superintendent Margarita Ruiz on Wednesday. On top of that, frustrated parents across the city were largely in the dark about the problems and the changes, even at two schools that had already been in session for a few weeks by then. The outcry on social media was loud. Parents reported calling the district's transportation office to get answers, but no one ever picked up the phone or called back, or they would only get a busy signal. Other parents complained their kids were never picked up at the bus stop, or conversely, the afternoon drop-off was over an hour late. But by Wednesday, the fifth day of school for most of the district, most of those bumps were smoothed out, according to Superintendent Ruiz. Much more in this story in today's Salem News, story written by Dustin Luca. City of Lynn is hoping to make its ferry to Boston a year-round operation. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, Gayla Colley writes in the Daily Item of Lynn today that ferry service from Lynn to Boston could soon become a year-round option for commuters. Earlier in the week, State Senator Thomas McGee and State Representative Brendan Crichton, as well as James Cowdell, Economic Development and Industrial Corporation of Lynn Executive Director, proposed a new year-round ferry pilot program from Lynn to Boston to the Massachusetts Department of Transportation Board of Directors and MBTA Fiscal Management and Control Board. McGee cited the success of the Hingham Ferry, which he said started with only 75 daily riders and one round trip per day, and now provides more than 30 departures per day and averages 65,000 passenger trips per month, while making the case for year-round service with commuter rail pass connectivity and a more robust schedule. Quote, the average number of daily passenger trips when the Lynn Ferry began in 2014 was double that of what the Hingham saw initially, said McGee in a statement. We know that to encourage mode shift and increase ridership, the Lynn to Boston ferry needs to adapt to commuters' needs and year-round service with departures to Logan and Boston's waterfront would allow more flexible and convenient options for commuters. Last year, in an effort led by U.S. Representative Seth Moulton, in partnership with the state and local leaders, the Federal Transit Administration awarded a $4.5 million grant for the city of Lynn to purchase a dedicated vessel to support long-term ferry service, McGee said. There's much more on this story in today's edition of The Item. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell.
All right, Bill, thank you, sir. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News, with all of the development on the North Shore, Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll acknowledged it sometimes feels more like a congestion boom than a housing boom. But despite the number of apartment buildings rising out of the ground, Driscoll and other municipal leaders said Wednesday that the demand for affordable housing has hardly been satisfied. Driscoll was joined at the event by the mayors of Peabody, Beverly, Newburyport, Gloucester, and Lynn, and the town manager of Danvers. The leaders had 5 minutes each to sum up the state of their communities in front of an audience of about 500 people. Driscoll said a new 500-unit project in the Blubber Hollow neighborhood at the corner of Boston and Bridge Streets will help address the housing crunch. She said the city must be open to such concepts as microunits and in-law apartments to provide more housing options. More on this story written by Paul Layton in today's Salem News. Thomas Grillo writes in itemlive.com, Naomi Drabin took a moment during a community event in Swampscott Wednesday to thank the governor for standing up to President Donald Trump. The chairwoman of the Board of Selectmen told Governor Charlie Baker she was grateful to him for speaking truth to power. She's quoted as saying, there have been lots of things on the national level that have been rather difficult for our Commonwealth in terms of intolerance and hate. Last month, the governor said he was deeply disappointed with Trump's response to the violence at a white supremacist rally in Virginia. The governor spent a portion of the afternoon in his hometown celebrating the signing of the latest community compact. The program offers cash incentives and technical assistance to municipalities that participate. The goal is to implement best practices that promise to improve the operations of local governments. So far, the grant program has provided $6 million to more than 130 municipalities for various projects that are expected to drive innovation, regionalization, and other efficiencies. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.